I speak to you in the name of one God who creates us, redeems us, sustains us. Amen. Merry Christmas. Well done. Better than the kids this morning or earlier this afternoon. A warm welcome to all of you for braving, well, the elements aren't going right now, but for dodging in between everything to make it here tonight, because Southern Californians are notoriously allergic to rain, so even the thought of rain. So glad to have you here. So I recently came across dozens and dozens, I actually could probably say hundreds and hundreds, of photos from my childhood Christmases. I found these in the way that we often come across childhood memories, going through the effects and saved memories of a loved one who has died. In this case, it was my uncle who I've cared for the past 2 years, and he died in November. It's always surprising to me to see what someone else has saved. In this case, I was taken back to my childhood because every Christmas, there was essentially the same scene at my house. My grandparents and my aunt and uncle would arrive, and the tree would be filled with presents. And the thing that was special about our tree is that my aunt and my grandmother, like me, have a little issue with wrapping paper. And so every present had to be wrapped in a different paper with a different ribbon. And they both liked to shop. So the tree was crazy. And I remember as a young child marveling at the bonanza that awaited each of us. And I would look around and see what was wrapped, and I would hope that my presents were wrapped with what I deemed the pretty paper. But what I realized as an adult going through all of these photos is that I truly can't remember almost any of those gifts that I unwrapped in any given year, no matter how beautiful they were. There were some reminders of specific gifts in photos, like why did I want a kitchen witch at age 10, other than it was the rage in 1980? I don't know. But I also remembered some great ones on my own, such as the year I got the red 10 speed or my first pair of boots, very big Christmas. But pondering gifts at Christmas after having sorted these dozens of photos, and I say pondering because pondering is what we are supposed to do at Christmas. The real gift I realized in retrospect was the family time together. The making the fruit salad with my grandmother, playing a game with my aunt, meeting my bestie on the sidewalk in between our houses to compare the expansion of our Barbie kingdom, knowing that if I went into the den, my uncle and my grandfather would be there in the recliners, sleeping while they pretended to watch football. We would laugh, and family stories would be told and retold and retold again. Tensions would rise and then fall throughout the day. And these moments, these are the gifts that I remember so many, many years later. I'm sure that if you had asked me as a child, I would have been sure that the gift of Christmas lay under the tree. Well, plus Jesus. My dad was a priest. I went to all the services. I loved it. So Jesus, but also what was under the tree. I thought joy was in the present tied up with a bow. But the true joy that my family was giving me was the gift of time and the gift of relationship. And my family gave me this gift again and again every year. And it arrived without anything fancy. And in fact, it was kind of wrapped the same every single year. It was a gift that was hiding in plain sight. So while the repetition of Christmas as a child likely sparks joy, as adults, our senses become a bit more dulled. It's easy to get into the routine of the have-to-do checklist that will make Christmas come and happen in our lives, including coming to church and hearing the same story year after year, and singing the same carols and arguing over which one is the best, and lighting these same candles to sing Silent Night. But the New York Times crossword puzzle reminded me this week of a great quote from Roger Ebert. Every great film should seem new every time you see it. The story of the birth of Jesus is much, much more than a great film. It is, in fact, the greatest gift that we can receive, the gift from God and of God. And every time we hear this story, every time we sing the carols to celebrate this holy night, we are invited to see something new, which, when you think about it, shouldn't be that hard to do. Because every year when we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Christ child, we are each in a different place in our lives. And so every year we hear that story anew from where we are standing at that moment. And I want you to ponder. Ponder here to think about, how is this Christmas different from the last, or 10 years ago, or 20? The Christmas story, the Christmas gift, if you will, adapts to our lives regardless of our age. And every year we are given this gift again to see something anew in this story of our faith, whether it's through the lens of a child or a person who suspects they don't have many more Christmases left, whether it is in a time of great joy in one's life or a time of deep grief. The gift of the birth of Jesus meets us exactly where we are in that moment. For the story comes to us and it breaks into our lives, newborn year after year. A little further along in this service, we will come to the Eucharist, a time when we receive the sacrificial love of Jesus right into our hands and into our bodies. Though we receive the Eucharist every week, it's not the same experience week to week, or even year to year. The same is true for coming to this night of celebration and incarnation. It will not feel the same as it did when we were children, nor the same from any other period of our life that we fondly remember. For each year, as I said, we are invited to enter into, and not just enter into, but to find our place in God's incarnation, in the festival proclamation of Emmanuel, God is with us. Because God is with us in every season, in every stage of life. God is with us as we are and where you are. Tonight, this sacred and holy night, we celebrate a living story. And tonight, we are reminded that we are to take our place in that living story. O come, Emmanuel, that we may live in you as you live in us. Amen.